A Supreme Court majority ruled the EPA failed to follow provisions of the Clean Air Act by not considering the cost its proposed rules would impose. In this case, plans to limit emissions of mercury and other toxic pollutants from coal-fired power plants. Congressman Morgan Griffith, a vocal EPA critic, says the court decision will benefit all electricity users.
It's going to mean that there are going to be less cost to the ratepayer, to the person buying electricity, to the manufacturer.
He says on a broader basis, the decision reins in an EPA that he believes had far exceeded its authority and purpose.
Also means that some of the other regulations that the EPA has been promulgating and working on will also have to go back to the drawing board.
The Clean Air Act requires such regulations to be appropriate and necessary. Griffith says this one is neither. Evan Jones, WFIR News.